has turned up the volume on their hottest meal, the Big Bite 2. Stand a chance at winning 105 JBL Party Box speakers with Hungry Lion and Coca-Cola. Simply visit your nearest Hungry Lion store, purchase a Big Bite 2 and Coke for only 80 kwacha. Submit a photo of your till slip on Hungry Lion's Facebook page, and you could be the lucky winner of a JBL Party Box speaker. Offer valid from 1st December to 18th January. Visit hungrylion.co.zm for more information. Terms and conditions.
Headlines. Police and fire brigade retrieve decomposed body in Lundazi. And government launches construction of phase 2 solar power plant in Chisamba. Joint team of police and fire brigade officers in Lundazi district has recovered the decomposed body of an unidentified man believed to have been swept away by strong currents in a stream between Masitala and Masavula villages within the Mwase chiefdom. The exact date of the suspected drowning remains unknown. However, the naked body of the male victim was discovered floating face down on December 21st, 2025, around 11 hours in the stream, whose source is in Genda, Malawi. Mwase Police Post received the report on December 21st, 2025, around 15 hours through Yohane Ngoma, 47, who is also Masitala village headman, who indicated that his subject, Blessings Nyirongo, 21, discovered a floating body in the stream. Minister of Energy Makozo Chikote has launched the construction of the Phase 2 100 megawatts solar power plant in Chisamba District in Central Province at a cost of $70 million. Mr. Chikote says the project, which is being undertaken by ZESCO Limited in partnership with Power China, marks another significant milestone in increasing the country's power generation capacity and cushioning the deficit. Speaking during the groundbreaking ceremony for phase 2 of the solar power projects, which is part of a broader initiative to end load shedding in the country, Mr. Chikote said the expansion project is a clear demonstration of the government's unwavering commitment towards transforming Zambia's energy sector.
News 360.
For international news, we monitor the BBC.
A Russian general has been killed by an explosion in a car park in Moscow. Vinil Savarov was head of operational training for the armed forces. Steve Rosenberg is in Moscow.
The explosion happened around 7 o'clock this morning in the south of Moscow. Russian investigators say an explosive device hidden under a car was detonated. Lieutenant General Vinil Savarov was killed. He was 56 and head of the Operational Training Directorate of the Russian General Staff. Images from the scene show the mangled wreckage of a white vehicle. Police have cordoned off the crime scene. Russia's investigative committee says one of the versions being investigated is that the bomb was planted by Ukrainian special services.
Police in Australia say the men accused of killing 15 people at a Jewish festival at Bondi Beach last week threw four undetonated explosives at the start of the attack. Newly released court documents also say the father and son undertook firearms training before the mass killing and scoped out the area 2 days beforehand. Police allege the pair also recorded a video about their plans.
The US dollar is trading at 22 kwacha 67 ngwe. The Great British pound trading at 30 kwacha 31 ngwe. The euro is trading at 26 kwacha 54 ngwe. And the South African rand is trading at 1 kwacha 35 ngwe. These rates are courtesy of the Bank of Zambia. They are indicative and may vary from bank to bank.
Rocking sports.
Former England striker Wayne Rooney has hailed Arsenal midfielder Declan Rice as a future captain of the Three Lions after watching the 26-year-old help the Gunners return to the top of the Premier League with victory at Everton. Rooney, who captained England for 3 years from 2014 to 2017, was at the Hale Dickinson Stadium to see Mikel Arteta's side secure a scrappy 1-0 win on Saturday evening. Rice, who has won 72 caps at senior international level, has won the armband twice before in the absence of current skipper Harry Kane in a 2-2 draw with Belgium in March 2024 and a 3-0 win over Wales in October this year. Lusaka is cloudy with a thunderstorm in one or two spots. The temperature is expected to peak at 23 degrees Celsius. Tonight will be cloudy with a couple of showers and a thunderstorm, with the temperature dropping to as low as 18 degrees Celsius. The headlines. Police and fire brigade retrieved decomposed body in Lundazi, and government launches construction of phase 2 solar power plant in Chisamba. My name is Terence Makondo.
Different flavors. Fruity Original, Fruity Guava, Fruity Mango, Fruity Pineapple, Fruity Apple, and Fruity Granadilla. Fruity is so nice. Fruity OJ all the way. Fruity, a quality product from Californian Beverages.
This festive season, Rock FM keeps the hits coming.
To your next family holiday to Dubai and beyond with daily flights from Lusaka. Leave the entertaining to us and relax to your own movie or box set with up to 6,500 channels to choose from. We've even got special meals to satisfy the tiny taste buds, so you can savor every course of your regionally inspired meal served with complimentary drinks. Amazing journeys begin with Emirates.